Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 29. On this week's edition of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, I have a lot of video game news to discuss. Also, I talk about my plans for my trip to Walt Disney World next week. I have a promo to play. I have a review of the Guinness World Records Book 08 Gamers Edition. I also have a retrovision on Guinness World Record books in general. And so much more this week on the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. If you wish to email me, please email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. Hello, all my fellow pack members, and welcome to another edition of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. I am Silver Wolf, and before I get on with today's news, I'd like to extend a warm, hearty welcome to all of Scott Sigler's junkies who heard me on one of Scott Sigler's most recent podcasts for his audio podcast novel, Nocturnal. And before I get into the news, let me describe a little bit about myself and about the show. Pretty much what this show's main focus is video games, movies, DVDs, and whatever else I can get my grubby little hands on. This show is pretty much a little bit of everything. A little bit of video games, movies, and, you know, just whatever comes into my head, and I just blurt it out in about an hour or less. So, that's pretty much the show in a nutshell, and I want to extend a very, very, very big thank you to Scott Sigler himself for playing my promo. And speaking of the promo, it's available this week along with his podcast. But I just want to say thank you to Scott Sigler for playing my promo and providing great content with his book Nocturnal and even his new novel Infected, which will be hitting shelves April 1st, and I'll play a promo of that a little bit later. But for right now, let's get on with the news. First off, Disney Interactive Studios has announced that they'll release a kind of a Rock Band clone for the Nintendo DS and the Nintendo Wii, but the big selling point that they're making with this game is that it's peripheral free. That means there's no need for any giant $80 peripheral in order to play this game. If you're playing with the Wii, it'll incorporate all the Wii controls, and if you have the DS, it'll incorporate the touchscreen a lot. And exclusive to the Nintendo DS, it'll also have a song creator, so you can create your own songs. It might come to the Wii with the whole song creator and everything, but I'm not too sure. It's expected to be released sometime in, I think, by the holiday season, and they promise, you know, big names of rock, but I think by Disney standards, I don't think we'll ever see a Def Leppard or Metallica cover in this upcoming game, but, you know, I'm still really interested in it. I mean, I never even, ever since Guitar Hero with its giant guitar and the drum set with Rock Band, we're all expecting peripherals to come with these rhythm-based games, but I think this is going to be very interesting to check out because, well, there's no peripherals. I mean, it's just the game. You don't need a guitar, and you don't need a drum set. So it's just interesting, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. This is for Japan only, but What Capcom in Japan has announced that they are currently making a Resident Evil Zero exclusively for the Wii. And so far, after an interview with one of the creators, they say that there is no possibility of a U.S. release of Resident Evil Zero Wii Edition. But so far, if it sells good in Japan, not only is it possible it might be released here in the United States, but there could be also possibilities of re-releasing Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3 for the Nintendo Wii with all the unique Wii controls and gameplay and everything. So, it just sounds interesting. I mean, I have played Resident Evil 0 for a little bit, and it's a really fun game, and I'm actually interested in seeing how the Wii controls will be utilized in this upcoming game. Also, here's some really, really big news. Metal Gear Solid 4 for the PlayStation 3 has an official release date for June 12th. June 12th is the official release date for Metal Gear Solid 4, and it's not just going to be here in the United States. It's going to be a worldwide release. I repeat that again. Worldwide. So, on June 12th, or June 11th at midnight, the United States, Japan, Europe, and all of the countries with the PlayStation 3 will get Metal Gear Solid 4 at the same time. I don't think exactly the same time, but the exact same day. And for the United States, if you pre-order this game, you can actually have access to the Metal Gear Solid Online beta, which will be launched in April, plus a history DVD of the entire Metal Gear history from the first game all the way up to Metal Gear Solid 3. Even though Metal Gear Solid 3 is considered a prequel, but you get the idea. And also, a bundle will be available with Metal Gear Solid 4 with an 80 gigabyte PlayStation 3, as well as a brand new DualShock 3 controller, which is the PlayStation 3 controller with the vibration function. So, if you don't own a PlayStation 3 yet, I think this might get you interested in one. Besides, it's also a Blu-ray player too, so, and I think I discussed this a couple weeks ago, that Blu-ray remained victorious among the format wars, and I think now's a good time to get a PlayStation 3. Anyway, next up, some smaller news. Okami, which is coming out from the Nintendo Wii, the release date was supposed to be sometime in a few days, but the release date has been pushed back to April 15th. I am not too sure why, but I'm guessing it's just, you know, some bug fixes and all that other stuff. But remember, delays make better games, so if you own a Wii and you don't own Okami yet, I highly recommend it. Even though I played it on the PlayStation 2, it's such a good game, and I would really like to see Okami with the Wii and the Wii Remote and using the brush with the Wii Remote. It just sounds really interesting with using the Wii controls. Next up, some of you may already know that Indiana Jones 4, The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, is coming out in theaters like this summer. And you know, to hype up the release of this movie, they're going to re-release all three Indiana Jones films on DVD, fully restored, and possibly on high definition. I'm not too sure about all that, but they have announced that if you purchase the trilogy, if you purchase the Indiana Jones trilogy, you will receive a free demo of the upcoming game, Lego Indiana Jones, for the PC. So, and if you don't know what Lego Indiana Jones is, it's pretty much Lego Star Wars with Indiana Jones. So, and I have played Lego Star Wars, and it's a really fun game, and it's actually making me interested with Lego Indiana Jones. And from what I have heard, there will be face melting Lego style. If you haven't seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, you have to see it for one of the last scenes, which is a face-melting scene. I'm not going to tell you whose face melts, but imagining the face-melting scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark with Lego characters, I can just... I can't keep a straight face. I can't even keep a straight face. Okay, I'm done. Next up, this is also Japan only. There's a brand new Wii channel available to the Japan Wii shop channel and this new channel is called TV no Tomo, or the Wii TV Guide. This is pretty much a TV Guide magazine for the Nintendo Wii. It will have all the listings, the schedules, and you'll be able to bookmark your favorite shows, and you'll be able to share with friends what shows you're planning to watch or what shows you recommend and all that good stuff. But unfortunately, there's no TV tuner because it's just software-based. So, and Nintendo has pretty much announced that there is really no plans for a U.S. release when it comes to this. So, don't expect it in America soon, but we always got WiiWare to look for. But there's always WiiWare to look forward to. And if it's available in America, I'll download it. And it's really hard for me to announce this. I mean, I hate to go from being happy to being sad, but the last bit of news is pretty sad. Gary Gygax, who's one of the creators of the famous tabletop RPG Dungeons and Dragons, just recently passed away a few days ago. He had heart problems. And he passed away at age 69. And, you know, he will certainly be missed. I mean, not only is Dungeons and Dragons one of the most popular games of all time, not just for video games, but also just tabletop in general. But the whole format of the game was, inspired so many great RPGs that we know today, like Baldur's Gate, Neverwinter Nights, and there's always homages to Dungeons and Dragons, like in World of Warcraft and many other RPGs, and just losing one of the founders of RPGs is, you know, kind of sad. And Gary Gygax, you'll be missed. Anyway, let's move on to some other news on a personal level. Next week, I will be going back to Walt Disney World for 4 days, starting from June 12th in the afternoon to about the 15th, kind of in the afternoon as well. I'm not really planning to do much down there since I'm only going to be down there for 4 days. And the reason why I'm down there is not only am I currently on spring break, but also, family member is going to be down there. They invited me, and I thought, why not tag along? I'm not going to be working because, once again, 4 days. I really want to have some fun. And, you know, what I plan to do down there is, just hang out, have fun in the parks. And just today, just a few hours as of this recording, I actually got a brand new camera that's going to replace the old Nikon that I used for my last photo slideshow. And this camera, I was testing out earlier. And let me just say, this is a complete upgrade to what I previously had. It's a Canon PowerShot A720IS. It has 8 megapixels, a 6x optical zoom with a 4x digital zoom. It has a video, it's completely customizable, easy to use, and, you know, I just had this camera for just, 4 hours, and I'm starting to enjoy it. And what I'm planning to do is that when I'm down there, I plan to test this camera out take some new photos and possibly some new video. And I might or might not make another slideshow like I did last time, but I might consider it because there might be a few new things I just might have missed or some more pictures that I should have taken. But, you know, I just want to test it out, you know, give another small trip report, and, you know, just test things out of the field, especially the video, since not only will I use this for photos, but I'll also be using this for video as well. And I have taken some video of this, and the video will be so much better than what I have with the old, than what I have with my old camera. So yeah, this is a really interesting camera. It's small, light, it's not too heavy, it's not too big. It has a really big, it has a nice LCD screen on it, you know, so I can preview the photos. It has a viewfinder, which I like. It has multiple settings, and, you know, once again, it's a Canon camera. I had a Canon before, and they make such great cameras. I have to admit, I love these cameras. So, probably expect, hopefully, a shorter slideshow, because the last one was like 50 minutes long. Jeez, I didn't know it was gonna last that long. But you know, it's probably gonna be a lot short since I'm gonna be there for, you know, 4 days, and yeah, and also, even though it's been like about, like, it was January from my trip, so maybe some things have changed. I mean, I'll probably take a few, like, there's not going to be many Christmas photos, so the whole park is going to be back to normal, except when I check out Pirate and Princess Part, the Disney's Pirate and Princess Party, on the 14th, so yeah, and when it comes, when I get down there, just probably spend some time in the parks, some time at Downtown Disney, Pleasure Island, and some of the stuff, and also, I might think about if I can do this, if I can hold on to the camera, like, I might take some, well, I'm not too sure. I mean, just expect some good things, but I'm not too sure what I'm going to do, so just expect something in the future when it comes to my Disney World vacation trip next week. Anyway, as I mentioned before, Scott Sigler played my promo, I played his, and I actually got an email from Scott saying that, well, some of you may know that he has another book coming out on April 1st, which is, as of this recording, oh, I say about 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 23, like, less than a month away. Less than a month away, his new book, Infected, will be released, and I just can't wait for it. And it's not just going to be on Amazon.com like his previous books, it's going to be in stores. That's right, in stores, bookshelves, everywhere. And I'm really looking forward to it. And on April 1st, April Fool's Day, not only am I going to just buy the book, but I'm going to see whoever's in that sci-fi horror section and just hand them a book and just say, just read one page or two or three or four or five. Just read the book and see if you like it. Chances are they will like it and they will buy it, because I've been listening to the Infected podcast that just started, and so far the book just sounds really, really good. And that was just the prologue and chapter one. But wait till I listen to the rest of the book. Whoo, man, it's gonna be good. Oh, wait. What am I doing the promo for? What am I talking about? Let this promo do the talking for me.
They tap into your bloodstream like tiny little vampires. They hack into your nervous system like you were a walking computer network built just for them. They flood your body with chemicals that cause fear, paranoia, and psychotic rage. It's a disease that thinks. It's a disease that talks. And if you're lucky, you die before it becomes a disease that walks. On April Fool's Day, experience the horror thriller novel, Infected, the major hardcover release from number one bestselling author, Scott Sigler, creator of the free podcast novels, Earthcore, Ancestor, and Nocturnal. Available April 1st, online and in bookstores everywhere. Free audio chapters of Infected are available at scottsigler.com and infectednovel.com. The disease kills you slowly if the cure doesn't kill you first.
Ah, doesn't that promo feel make you feel all tingly inside? I got some itch. Whatever. Just a little itch. I don't really mind. But anyway, if I promote this book good enough, not only will the infection probably infect me, but also Scott Sigler won't hunt me down and cut my nuts off with a pair of chicken scissors. And that would be bad. But anyway, check out scottsigler.com and infectednovel.com for more information on the Infected book release. And April 1st, junkies, get it! And now let's move on to something else. And why am I itching so much? Whatever. It's just an itch. Oh well. It's still cold weather. I'm bound to itch. But whatever, let's move on to my review of the Guinness World Records book 08 Gamers Edition. Now, I found this when I was picking up my new camera, and I took a glance at it for before I started recording this, and I just gotta say, there's a lot of information on this, especially if you're a gamer. This is, on the back it says, the Gamer's Bible. And also on the back says, Guinness World Records and Twin Galaxies present the ultimate annual guide to the greatest computer and video game facts and feats. What's the best-selling video game of all time? Who is the most successful, highest-earning gamer? What's the fastest time to complete a level in Halo? Who are the youngest and oldest gamers? Plus interviews, facts, tips, and so much other stuff. And I just gotta say, there's a lot in here. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. There's an introduction. There's an introduction that features the largest upright gaming machine that measures 13 feet. Actually, yeah, an arcade machine measuring 13 feet 6 inches. That's the height. 9 foot 4 inches deep. 5 foot 8 inches wide. And was created by created by GeForce Attack of the Show and Cannibar was unveiled, blah, blah, blah. Weighs 1,500 pounds. It could play 150 different games on one screen measuring 6 feet. Dang! That's big. Let's see what else. There's information on Twin Galaxies, which is a website that features nothing but high game scores and so much other stuff. It's a great website, and it's a good start for if you want to create your own video game world record. There's the 2007 chart with Halo at number 1 and Super Mario Galaxy at number 2. And there's virtually every game, every franchise, every genre, almost everything that is gaming is represented here. And let's see, let me just flash to a section. And, 3, 2, 1, and stop. Ooh, I landed on StarCraft. And they have, like, you know, they tell you what the platforms it's on, developers, gameplay, the rankings, trivia. Moving on to, let's see, what else we got here? Simulation games, they can talk about Nintendogs and Viva Pinata and all sorts of sim games like SimCity, which has its own section, and just so much stuff. Even Guitar Hero, well, of course, Guitar Hero has to be in this. And some of the facts that it has, it's let's see, $115 million. Guitar Hero grossed in its first week of sale, and this one I just find really funny. biggest funeral for a fictional object. On November 23rd, 2006, to mark the launch of Guitar Hero 2, a funeral for the air guitar was held in London. More than 80 mourners were in attendance, making it the biggest ever funeral for a fictional object. Wow. I didn't know air guitar was dead. And I still play it. Eh, whatever. there's also puzzle games like Tetris, Pac-Man, and even Brain Training is here as well. There's just so much information. It's about, 256 pages of nothing but games. And, yikes, there's, like I said, there's just so much. Plus the top 100 arcade machines. What's number one? I'm not going to tell you. There's also high scores in here, too. So, I mean, if you want to set your own record, this is like one of the top up-to-date references for you to check up, you know, what games and, you know, the highest score. And if you want more up-to-date, you can always check out Twin Galaxies, and you can check up on that website for a more up-to-date database on records. And there's like dozens upon dozens of records. There's one, let's point one out here. There's one for Dragon's Lair. Here we go. Yeah, there's one for Dragon's Lair. One that's the most recent one for Dragon's Lair is, let's see. Dragon's Lair Arcade. Record score 374,954 by Greg Sagundiak from Canada. This was made on June 11, 2004. And also some notes on the side of how this happened. I think he said Factory 3 Men. Not too sure what that means, but still, it's for that, for Dragon's Lair, that's a high score. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Frogger. For the arcade, the highest score is 589,350 by Donald Hayes in the United States, April 2nd, 2005. Notes, once again, some of these notes, they are explained, but, you know, this is just nonstop high scores here, making me interested in either setting up my own record or trying to break one of these. Let's go on to another one. How about one of my personal favorite games? Sonic the Hedgehog. Where is he? Street Fighter Tech. Going back. That's funny. Sonic the Hedgehog's not even in here. Someone not even set up a record for that? I smell a speedrun. But whatever. I'm not gonna do speedruns. alright, then let's go on to another one. Here we go. Let's do Street Fighter 2. Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting for the arcade. Record 7. Street Fighter 3. The record for Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting is 1,400,100 points by Brian Ferris from the United States, made on May 5th, 2004. Jeez Louise, these records are just insane. Oh, here's one for, here's the one I've been looking for. Tetris. Okay, let's look at the one. This one's for Game Boy. The record, 327 lines. And that was just for the original Game Boy. Oh boy, that's a lot. Here's another one. Tetris for the arcade. 1,648,905 points by Stephen Krugman, USA, June 5th, 1999. WarioWare for the GameCube. Yeah, WarioWare Mega Party Games for the GameCube. Record, 48 points in All Mixed Up by Rodrigo Lopez. And let's see what else we got here. Actually, all these are set up by Rodrigo. Let's see. Time attack. He completed 20 games in 1 minute, 26.21 seconds. Let's see. There's also Yoshi, 43 eggs on Game A by Matt O'Rourke on July 19, 2005. There's just so many of them in here. And, you know, if you're... And like I said, every game, every genre, every franchise, including Sims, Mega Man, Counter-Strike, Mortal Kombat, Action Adventure, Alone in the Dark, Legend of Zelda, everything is in here. And there's also a few pictures of some really interesting PC mods. One that actually is one for Doom 3. Let's see, limited edition graffiti makeover. No, that's not it. Wait, yeah, that's for the new Commodore PC. Jay, yikes. That's insane. Once again, there's a lot of pictures in here. And it is definitely a good book, especially if you're a gamer. And it's by both Guinness World Records and Twin Galaxies. So if you ever find this on a bookshelf, pick it up. It's only like about $20. So you get, it's not a bad price for this book. It's a nice hardcover. It's a nice hardcover book, coffee table book. Nice, it's interesting read. Gives you a chance to look up some gaming history, including, like I said, games, franchise, and even systems. Even systems, and also year review, hardware history, video games, and all sorts of cool stuff. It's a really nice book. I pick it up. And that's about it for Guinness World Record books. And I highly recommend it. It's a great book. Lots of information. You just can't put it down. But I just did so I can continue on with the show. And also, speaking of reviews, some of you may know that as of this recording, tomorrow at midnight is the day that Super Smash Bros. Brawl is coming out. I wanted to record a GameStop store midnight launch, but I just got off the phone with them, you know, with one of the stores, and they say cannot do it. And I'm guessing they just don't really want that much publicity. But don't fret, I will have a Smash Brothers video. Actually, you know what? How about a video review? Ooh, video review. That's actually not a bad idea. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't, but I'll do it. That's actually a pretty good idea. I'll do it. A video review of Smash Brothers Brawl. And make sure you look forward to that within a few weeks. You know, just give me some time to pick it up, play a little bit, get back from Disney, play a little bit more. And yeah, just sounds interesting. That's actually pretty good. That's pretty good. Man, this dang itch. Whatever. Anyway. Jeez. Sorry. This itch. Whatever's making me itch. I don't know. Anyways, before we move on to the Retrovision, let me talk about one more little thing I like to call Metal Gear Awesome 2. Now, if you are familiar with websites like Newgrounds.com, you're probably familiar with the short cartoon called Metal Gear Awesome by Egoraptor. Well, he's back with a vengeance with Metal Gear Awesome 2, which is part of a series of cartoons called the Awesome Series, which is just like short cartoons based on video games with very bad drawings, but all the cartoons are just funny in general. They're short, but they're just fun. They're just funny, and they're based on so many different games like Super Mario Brothers, Katamari Damacy, of course Metal Gear Solid, and Trauma Center: Under the Knife, and so many other games. It's just, they're all of them are so much fun to watch. And Metal Gear Solid 2 is his last one. And I just gotta say, it's the funniest of them all. There's a lot there's a lot of jokes, great animation, and a whole lot of sick humor, though, and some language, but still, it's hilarious. You can check it out at Newgrounds.com. I'll post a link to the official page of that cartoon, and I'll also post a link to Igor Raptor's website, where not only we check some of his other awesome shorts, but also his artwork, his voice work, and so much other, and so many other things he has done. And I just gotta say, he's really good at what he does. He's a good voice actor, he's a good animator, he's a good artist, and he's just awesome, like his cartoons. So so make sure you check out those websites, and make sure you vote 5 for his cartoon. I know he will definitely love it. And now let me explain this next segment to the Scott Sigler junkies that don't know the format of the show. This last segment of the show is called Retrovision, and it's kind of like my personal take on things from the past that I enjoyed, during my, when I was like 5 or 10 or something like that. And, all these topics are pretty much based on what I discussed earlier. Like, this topic I'm discussing now is on Guinness World Record books, because I used to collect these things as a kid, and they've always inspired me. It's pretty much like that. I go back to the past, I talk about all this cool stuff, and you may never know. It could strike a chord with someone. So that's pretty much what Retrovision is all about. And let me get to the topic, which is Guinness World Record books in general. And I've been, like I mentioned, I've been collecting these books as a kid. I always enjoyed looking at them. They have, like, some of the older ones, which were all paperback, and they have, like, all sorts of, like, different records that people have held for maybe a few months or maybe a few years. I've been enjoying these books for a while, and, they're always so much fun to look at. And now, since they're, they're bigger, they're in hardcover, and they're in color, they're much better to look at. And, they're always so much fun to watch, to look at, especially in the past especially when I was a kid. One of my dreams now is just trying to hold a world record, and I still believe that I can hold a world record, but some of these things that people do, and not just in this new gamers edition, but just the Guinness book as a whole. I mean, what these people do are just amazing. I mean, things like bench pressing like 1,000 pounds or world's longest fingernail. It's some of the stuff in maybe, just gross, but some of the achievements that these people have done are just amazing. And I have seen a few record holders. Like, when I was in Walt Disney World in January, I actually stepped in front of the world's largest tomato tree. And let me tell you, it's that big. And if you ever go to Walt Disney World at Epcot and go on the land boat ride, you can still see it. And also another thing, I actually bared witness to someone actually achieving a world record. Not too long ago, I was actually one of the witnesses for the longest time. Those spinner bikes? Well, I actually witnessed, someone actually achieve a world record for the longest time on a spear bike, and I just lost the name. I do apologize, but, once again, this is an improv show, so most of the stuff I'm doing is just improv. But anyway, back to the topic. I've just witnessed this, and he's been on that bike for, over a weekend, 3 days or something like that. I don't know. The guy was just insane. And, I witnessed it. I witnessed, the first couple hours. He did achieve the record, but they lost it, and then got it back. And this was just before I left for Disney. So, left for the Disney College program. And, it's still, that whole dream of achieving something, something spectacular. Even though all you're getting is a certificate and your name on it, but just the feeling that you succeeded in a world record is just amazing, that you get that feeling, you know, saying, I've done something incredible that no one else has ever done. It's that feeling, and such an amazing feeling, and I would love to get that feeling one of these days. So, you know, hey, it could happen. I don't know, but, you know, I got a lot of school and a whole bunch of other work, but I may do it, I might not know about it. Or if I just go around the city and see if anyone's trying to achieve world record, I'll take part of it and, you know, get some sense of accomplishment. But, But once again, it's just that amazing feeling. And hey, if you can dream it, you can do it. So, anyway, I just gotta stop doing this before I go insane. Anyway, with that said, I think it's just about time to. Once again, the itch. I gotta see a doctor about it. But anyway, I think at this moment, I think it's time to stop. I want to thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Super Mario Blog Podcast. In the next episode, the week after next, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be coming back from Florida. I'm going to be coming back from a midnight launch of Super Smash Bros. Brawl. And you may never know what's going to come up the week after next. And that week after next, and so on and so forth. So keep subscribing. If you wish to email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the blog with all the links and all the information of this show at swabp.blogspot.com. And before I go, I just want to say the music for both the intro and right now is by Kanto 6 and is from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Thank you for listening, and rock on, pack members. Rock on. This itching is making me going insane. I'm itching everywhere. What the f*** is on me? The f***? Is that a triangle? Mother f***.